Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Well, let's keep the train rolling here. I want to remind you to listen to the Exit Coach Radio Show while you're on the go on your mobile phone by downloading our app at ExitCoachRadio.com. It's that simple. Our next guest is Kathy Condon, and Kathy is joining us from Palm Springs. Again, we've had her on the show before. It was very interesting. She's an international speaker, trainer, and an award-winning author. And we're going to talk about communication again. It's about communication, the little things that make a difference in building relationships. So, Kathy, welcome back to the show.
Delighted to be back, Bill.
Hey, last time we talked, it was fascinating. I got a lot of comments from people that I network with, and that's what our conversation was a lot about face-to-face networking. And so your book on Amazon is called, I'm sorry, I don't have it right in front of me here.
I know the name, Bill. It doesn't hurt to ask. It's all about communication. And that was my father's saying growing up. I saw him negotiating many a household appliance and so on, and I realized how many people are afraid to ask. In fact, it was fascinating. Yesterday, I did a face-to-face networking class, and we had talked earlier about how to use social media with it. And fascinating how people started asking me how to combine social media, you know, what can they do and so on. And I just started laughing. I held up my book and I said, see, you're asking. When you don't understand something, go ahead and ask for clarifications, because people don't understand what words mean. We all have our own filters for a word. And so what we want to do is make sure we understand what that person is actually saying. And in order to do that, often you have to ask.
Well, you do have to ask. I mean, if you just stand there and look like a wallflower, not much is going to happen. And you have to ask face-to-face. You have to ask with social media, but there are the right ways to ask. And that's what I liked about our conversation last time, is we talked about, you know, what are some of the best ways to open up a conversation? And I shared those tips with a lot of people, and I got you some fans out there, Kathy. So let's talk about how to combine face-to-face networking and social media.
I would be happy to do that. And let me give you an example that kind of opens people's eyes up very quickly. In fact, I'm going to be a keynote speaker in San Luis Obispo, California on February 25th. So what I'm going to do is go into LinkedIn, find out who am I connected on with LinkedIn in and around that city, and guess what? I am going to do what I tell people to do, is set up some coffee dates with the people that are connected in LinkedIn so I can sit down face-to-face. When I brought up that idea yesterday, two of the people were just amazed and said, you know, why didn't I think of that? But I have to say, I was going to South Carolina and wanted to know whether or not I should have a book signing. Got a hold of an event planner. Fortunately for me, the event planner said, don't try to do it in April, because that's all the events are weddings. There are no kind of public events being held where book signing would work. You can learn an awful lot by talking to your contacts, and it's easy to find them on LinkedIn.
That's a great idea. Slips by a lot of us, I guess, just, you know, such a basic thing to start that connection and get involved with them. And then, you know, one of the things that people wonder about, myself included, is when we're talking with people face-to-face, it's one thing, but what do you say on LinkedIn and social media directly with people? But, you know, you can pay them a compliment. It was nice to meet you, that type of a thing. But are there is there a special formula for how to communicate with people on LinkedIn without being too salesy, too offensive, just conversational?
Okay, let me start by saying what not to do. So when you ask people to connect with you on LinkedIn, do not use the one that they provide. provide a little note, say, I'd like to connect with you because I noticed that you are in North Carolina and I'm coming that way. You could easily do that. And secondly, when you communicate with people on LinkedIn, whatever you do, do not make your second LinkedIn communications a long sales letter. And fascinating, just this week I got a letter from someone who said in the first paragraph he wanted my advice on something and then spent the entire time selling his company. Just like in face-to-face, you do not jump in and sell your product. And so I will tell you what I do, Bill, is I'm working on 3 LinkedIn connections a week. Look up somebody that I'm interested in getting to know. Send an email and ask, is there a time that we could talk on the telephone so that we could get to know each other? It is amazing what has happened to me as a result of that. I'm probably going to be teaching face-to-face networking in a New York public library because I did that. Very simple. It's using the techniques of face-to-face networking, but put it in writing. But in this case, you pick up the telephone and you talk to somebody, but arrange the time with them.
Kathy, people don't do that anymore.
Exactly. And guess what? What makes you stand out?
That's the whole point, Bill.
It's totally the point. It makes you stand out from others, and you will be amazed the great conversations you have. Because I just got in 2 little disagreements using text this week, and I thought, you know, it's only words. It's 7%. Same thing with email. On the telephone, when you all of a sudden you move up to 55% when you've got the 2 of them together. So the thing of it is that it sounds so old-fashioned, Bill, but it's the brand new way to get noticed and to make other people feel significant. You can get an email at any time, and you get an email and you erase it right away. You don't do that if someone picks up the phone and takes the time to want to talk to you.
That's a great point. You know, and you're right. It is so many new things have come up that people have abandoned the old ways of communication that have always, you know, that really brought us to the dance in communication land, the phone call, the coffee, you know, meeting, that type of thing. So we're going full circle back around to the things that work. And I'm sure you do too, get so many LinkedIn requests that seem like, you know, hey, so thanks for connecting, and here's my sales pitch. It's a very,
exactly,
very much of a put off.
It is a total put off. And, you know, I look at the profile, and that's why, Bill, it's so important for people to really pay attention to their profiles on LinkedIn. They need to put information on there. It's possible to upload your resume on there. My resume is on my LinkedIn. And one of the recent things that is really, really helpful to me as an author is that you are able to publish articles using your name, and they'll come out from LinkedIn. So in other words, it's like where you do the status update, there's a little pen, and if you touch on that pen, down comes a place where you can write something. And I am stunned at the number of people who read things that I wrote on there. Unbelievable. Brand new tool. It's a different way to get my writing out. It's read much more there than it is on my blog. But again, I'm connecting with people. I am writing and sharing with them who I am, and none of those articles are selling me. They're sharing information. We've got to keep sharing information. And I don't know where it all started, that we started selling after way. Hi, my name is Kathy Condon, and start selling. All I'm saying is, like styles, clothing styles, we have gone full circle, and the way to stand out is to do those little things again that seem ridiculous to many people. And I got to tell you, the younger people love it when somebody pays extra attention to them as well.
Well, they must not be used to it at all, because all of their pure communication is, well, not all of it, but most of it is probably very brief, blunt, and to the point, because that's what they've been brought up doing, right?
Exactly. And they really don't know how to act, you know, when, you know, say, you know, like, Ray, I just saw, you know, something that you posted, and I just want you to know how helpful that was to me. If you say that to them in person, they don't know how to react to it. And again, one of the key things, I did a lot of training with Anthony Robbins, and one of the key things he had, the 6 emotional needs, one of the things was is that the need to make people feel significant is not only has been important, but as this technology has come along, it is more and more important that we make an individual feel important.
Wow, that's great. Now, last time, of course, listeners, you know you can go to our audio archive and find Kathy's last interview. But last time we talked about a particular way to approach people in a networking group, and it was so potent and so valuable that I was wondering if you would mind repeating that. So when you're walking into a room, you had a whole set of rules about how to approach a networking room. But what do you remember the phrase that you told me?
I sure do. And I just want to joke that I'm a rule breaker, but yes, I do make kind of rules itself. And really what it is, and I did it as when I did my face-to-face networking, I did this as an icebreaker yesterday. And what it was is had them stand up and say, tell me something great that happened to you recently. It is amazing what came out of 16 people's statements, and the energy in that room just soared, because what great thing happened to you recently that makes a person have to think about what great thing happens to them recently. They tell you the story, then you can immediately start asking questions about that. You could talk forever. And the key thing is, like I stressed last time, Bill, you go to these events to learn about other people. It's not to talk about yourself. So when you ask that question, they will share great information. It provides you a resource to keep asking other questions. I'm curious, Bill, have you used it yourself?
I have. Yeah, that's what I was mentioning. I've used it, and I've told other people about it, and it is it's a fantastic positive way to approach someone that you may not know. They don't expect that kind of a question, first of all, so they have to think a little bit. You know, the sad thing is if they say nothing. but
yeah.
most people have something that they think about that's, you know, well, it starts a positive conversation, like you say. It's not just the standard, how's business? That doesn't go anywhere.
Well, I got the thing for you to say if they say nothing. Then what you do with a smile, the next follow-up thing, if you did know what great thing happened to you recently, then they laugh, and then they immediately come up with a story. So I guess maybe I left that extra piece out for you, Bill. And so, again, if you did know what great thing happened to you recently, you watch what happens then.
That's great. Well, you know, I would love to run into you in a networking situation and see how you, I'm sure you make friends wherever you go. Now, for the person that says, you know, okay, I'm just an introvert. I just don't know what to do. I walk into a room and it's full of strangers. What do you look for? Who do you start a conversation with if I just described you as a person?
You actually go in and you stand to the right of the door and take a deep breath, look around the room, and you look for the person who is standing all alone. That person standing all alone is feeling just as stupid as you are. And they're going like, God, what am I doing here? It really feels weird standing here, blah, blah, blah. So you go up to them, extend your hand with a great handshake, look them in the eye, and I would say, you know, hi, I'm Kathy Condon. And then with a smile, I would say, you know, tell me something great that happened to you. That easy. And actually, I had 2 introverts practice that yesterday, and they did it with no problem at all, Bill. It's just for introverts, they do need, and like in my book, Face-to-Face Networking, there are a lot of ways to start conversations. But I have to say the one that you like so well is honestly my favorite one and the one I use most of the time as well. But again, I use it for icebreakers at events as well.
Well, I think it's just fantastic because it starts everything on a positive note, and that's a big part of it. I think everybody's probably been in a room where they tried to start a conversation with somebody and they started hearing negativity, and it's just like, get me away. If you get into those kind of situations, what's the easiest way to break away from someone and to move on?
Very easy to do. First of all, I'm assuming you have your contact cards with you, and which is a must for anybody out there in the world wanting to meet people. But what you do then is say, you know what, Bill, it's been great talking to you. I promised myself that I was going to meet two other people tonight. I was just wondering, do you have a contact card? And at that point, you exchange contact cards and you say, you know, thank you so much. And, you know, and I wish you well, and you move on out. And it's also okay to say if you want to go get some food, it's okay. People are not going to stay awake at night thinking about how you walked away from them, even though you think you're that important. It's okay. Just simple little things to break away work well, too.
Well, as long as you started the conversation off on a positive note, it should end on a positive note, and that makes a lot of sense. So when you say contact card, a lot of our listeners might not be familiar with that terminology, but is that the business card or is that a special form of a card?
It is a business card, and the reason why the name is being changed is because people who are looking for jobs didn't have a card because it was called a business card. And it's a contact card. It's your contact information on it. So that's why the name is being changed. So 95% of the people that I run into who are looking for jobs have no cards, and I figured out that was the reason why. They didn't have a business, so they didn't have a card. Very sad.
I see. Okay. Well, that's not very effective use of your time to go out somewhere and not leave behind a trail of how people can get in touch with you. Kathy, tell us about your book and what are listeners saying about it? What do they walk away saying? Wow, I'm really glad I read it because I learned what?
Well, it doesn't hurt to ask. It's really a book that business people can learn little things about. Not wearing the, what happens when you wear the Bluetooth on your phone and walk into a room, you know, those kinds of things. How to handle email, how to ask questions, how to take care of yourself. That's all in the It Doesn't Hurt to Ask, and that's my award-winning book. It came out as a second edition in July. And face-to-face networking, as I view it, is 101. Face-to-face networking, how to shake hands, where to go for events, how to start conversations, how to break away, the whole gamut of anything. And what I find interesting is that people who have been salespeople for 44 years, one of the men said, Kath, I cannot believe how much I learned from you today. It's little stuff, very effective and very, very simple. And Bill, I just want to share with you, before I went on the air, I talked to Julie, and this is what I want your listeners to understand how easy it is. I said, Julie, does Bill ever come to Coachella Valley? And the bottom line is, hopefully I'm on your calendar next time you come to Coachella Valley that we can sit down and have coffee. It is that easy to start setting up, you know, a coffee date and so on. At least I'm assuming you want to have coffee with me. Let's put it that way.
Oh, I'll buy you lunch. How about that? Let's, you know. No, I would love to spend time with you, and I do get out to Coachella Valley reasonably frequently, so I look forward to that. And so for our listeners that are saying, okay, I'd love to hear more, this sounds like somebody who maybe could be a speaker at our event. Are you available for things like that?
I absolutely am, and I just been selected as a keynote speaker for the California Placement Association, which I'm thrilled about. So I am available for speaking, love speaking, and I'm happy to do it any place in the nation.
It's such a universal topic, you know, and so many people, and let's, you know, it doesn't matter your age, but so many people are so awkward at this, and it would enhance their lives so much if every event they went to, they went in with the confidence of knowing they knew what they were going to say, they had goals about that, and they're not that person with the Bluetooth in their ear.
Yeah. good pickup, Bill. Good pickup on it. And the thing of it is also I'm really good at explaining how to go to conferences and meet more people as well. I mean, that's a big one. And that's kind of where we're at. Because of technology, this need for face-to-face networking and combining it with social media, which I totally believe, Bill, I want your listeners to understand I do it every day as well. But there is a need to do both of them for your marketing needs. And I don't see why it would ever quit at this point.
Great point. Kathy, how do our listeners get in touch with you?
They can email me at Kathy@KathyCondon.net, and that's Kathy with a K, or to my website at KathyCondon.net, and I would be happy to answer questions on emails and things. And I'll even give you my phone number, 760-902-3094.
Okay, listeners, so there you have it. You have a book you can pick up and read and get better information on networking, interacting, social media, all of the above. You have someone you can call as a valuable speaker for your next event. And Kathy, thanks very much. I look forward to our lunch.
I look forward to it too, Bill.
All right. Thanks again. I look forward to talking to you again soon. And we're going to take a short break and we're going to be right back. So please stay tuned.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.